Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. Senate has failed to pass legislation to stop states from requiring GMO labeling. With a patchwork of different state labeling laws, Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack warns of chaos. Critics of GMO crops are on the attack. They have no science on their side. It's just an unscientific ideological assault. Today, there are 18 million farmers in 28 countries planting GMO crops. The corn and soybeans on my farm are GMO. Now, why do I plant GMO? Well, the answer is simple. We can produce more at less cost. The whole food chain benefits, especially the consumer. You don't have to go back many years when a family spent almost half of their income for food. And that's the situation in much of Africa today. We spend less than 10%. If we don't employ modern technology in producing food, there will be less food. We should not even consider going in that direction. By 2050, the world will have 2 billion more people to feed, and the growing numbers of misguided, uninformed, anti-science people opposing GMOs have not considered the devastating consequences of what they preach. Food will cost a lot more. More land will need to be farmed, resulting in cutting down rainforests. Greenhouse gas emissions go up, and in the end, hunger and starvation will increase. To make things even worse, the increase in organic farming acres will further reduce our food production. Most estimates suggest that organic farming might come up short yield by as much as 30 or 40%, and that is compared to precision farming as we practice it today. Most farmers today want to use new technology, but think about this. If more and more acres are farmed organically or without GE technology, there will be less food produced, and with less food, prices will go up, and we'd like that. Net farm income will be in the tank this year and maybe next. With low prices and a burdensome surplus, I wonder why we don't encourage more organic farms. That's just a thought. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.